Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome on in. It's the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. What's happening, Ike?
Fritzy? How about your boy?
The last iteration of this version of the afternoon show. Spike is finally making his way on down tomorrow. So proud of him. So proud of him. So Spike.
That is the rumor that he's coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's so, the rumor.
Obviously looking forward to that and continuing just the great stuff that we have here in the afternoons. But a lot to get into today. There's a big extension. The Sixers' first-round opponent's back. It's kind of like the boogeyman. But we'll get to that. But the thing that's really hit me today is this Phillies team. You know, they're still 500. They split against the Pirates, and I can feel it coming. Like sometimes you got to have a read for the fan base. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And I would argue there's no one that has a better read on the fan base than me. Always know to say at the right time.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, appreciate it. And this conversation about the team heading into the year, they're 8-8. Did we overrate the Phillies? Like, is this who they are? Are they a 500 team, or is there still a good to really good baseball team here, Ike? And I just gotta say, I don't think we did overrate the Phillies. I don't think we've overrated the Phillies at all. And in fact, I think this is just a good team that is not playing well right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I totally agree. I don't know how many people are out there yelling that this is an overrated team or what have you. I'm sure some people are frustrated right now. This team sitting at 8-8, coming off of the game that they had yesterday, where they seemingly just threw the ball all around the field with sloppy defensive play, and Zach Wheeler probably did not have his best stuff going in the middle of that game yesterday. They split with the Pirates. You know, the disappointing factor of that series probably has more to do with what we previously may have thought about the Pirates coming in, even though they were 9-3 coming into the series. I still felt like it was a series that the Phillies could win 3-1, and they wound up splitting with them. So is that disappointing? Sure. You know, I understand frustration that's there. I'm not saying it's not warranted. But as far as giving up on the team and thinking that it's not a good baseball team, I'm nowhere near that conclusion. Nowhere near. I mean, I need to see a lot more baseball before I get to that conclusion. And when I say a lot more baseball, I'm saying deep into June. I mean, like, that's how much baseball I need to see for me to come to the conclusion that this baseball team isn't what I expected it to be. They've shown in the past that they get off to slow starts, and I'm not saying it's acceptable, but it's maybe that's who they are.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe that's just who they are.
It would be annoying. Like, I don't want them always being like, yeah, the slow starts, eh, whatever. You wake us up in June, that's when we'll get going. Because I would like a little bit of sense of urgency, but you're right, that might just be who they are.
Yeah, I mean, none of us want that, but it's which your options are: giving up on the season or drawing on what their history has been. And a team that's 8-8 with this much firepower offensively, and even with the pitching staff they have, including the bullpen, is not going to stay down for long. So I would caution everyone that's out there ready to jump ship and make some proclamation or declaration about this team is going to be this. Yeah, you may turn out to be right. They won't win the World Series. Maybe they don't win the World Series. I don't know. I'm just telling you, I haven't given up that belief that they can. Just yet.
215-592-9494 to get in. Did we overrate this Phillies team? And I guess I'm just like, what exactly did we overrate? Is it the offense? Are people worried about the offense? Is it so inconsistent that people can't they don't really know what they're getting on a night in, night out basis? Like, who on the offense should I be actually concerned about? It's Castellanos, sure.
Yeah.
But he's also traditionally a streaky guy. Johan Rojas?
Well, we felt better when his streakiness didn't show up to the second half. I mean, he erased a lot of angst from the 2022 season by getting off to a hot start last year.
Right. Big walk-off on Saturday, too, from Casty. So maybe that gets him going. Rojas? Yeah, I mean, Rojas might be a huge question mark. He's a guy that has never really been a plus-plus hitter, but I look at the rest of the
he's
line.
Not a question mark for me. He is who he is.
He is who he is. Yes. He's essentially a pitcher batting ninth.
Yeah.
But the other guys that are struggling, Bryson Stott. Am I super concerned about Bryson Stott? No. I think he's a guy that's going to end the year batting between 280 and 290, and he'll be okay. He's got some work to do. He's got some work to do.
I
would
say 280, 290.
But I don't think
that's going to call for a hot bat for at least a month and a half.
I don't think we're getting a 240 to 250 season out of Bryson Stott. I think he's too talented of a hitter. I think he's had a bad start to the season. You know, Alec Bohm, you know, he's not hitting the ball to the ballpark, but he's still doing the Alec Bohm thing, the little slap hits and stuff like that. And then there's the big fella, Bryce Harper. And I don't think anyone's really concerned about Bryce. And I got to be honest, like, someone's going to pay for this Harper run that's going to happen. You know, I think there's been a lot of Harper this. You know, he's 2-for-16 in the Pirates series. He didn't get a hit in the Cardinals series. If you take out the Cincinnati game where he had the three home runs, you know, his average is probably in the 170s. Yeah. His average on the season is actually below Johan Rojas, which seems like a huge problem.
Yeah.
But I think someone's going to pay for this Harper run because I think it's coming. You saw some things over the weekend, some good signs from that, and he's not going to stay down forever. And when he gets going, I think this whole thing starts to turn around very quickly.
Yeah, listen, I'm not worried about Bryce Harper at the plate, but this idea that it is now being floated out here, that first base may be too hard for him. I mean, no, here's the thing, though. I was told that moving him to first base was to alleviate stress on him from a physical standpoint and playing defense. That's what I was told by all the baseball people. So that it was more stress for him out there in right field than it is at first base. Are we ready to switch that now?
No, he's got to play first.
Oh, no. I mean, are we ready? No, he wants to play first. But this idea that the physical toll over there at first base is a hindrance to him. You're not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
Okay.
I mean, I know some people could be. I think he's just got to figure it out. I think long term, for me, it's still the best spot for him. And defensively, he actually looks pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. But does that hurt him at the plate? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, so far, it's definitely not.
So you don't think playing first base has anything to do with him at the plate?
Well, I mean, it might. I think it's something that's right now it could be bothering him. But I think that as he gets more comfortable to it, I think he's going to be fine. Like, I'm not at the point where I'm pulling the plug on Bryce Harper playing first base. Seems like you kind of are.
I don't know. You know, one moment I'm hearing about how difficult it is to be over there at first base, standing up, it hurts his back, everything else, and now it's hurting him at the plate. But yet you want to keep him at first base, even though it physically may be taking more of a toll on him.
Yeah.
Why do you want to keep him at first base?
Because I think it's his best position long term. And I think that – I think he'll –
Is it what's best for the team long term? I mean, in the short term. Sure, when he's old and gray, yeah, we can move him to first base like it was always planned to do. I would imagine he's at first base 5 years sooner than we expected him to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's definitely there earlier than expected.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not giving him the cop-out for him at the plate by saying he's too tired from playing first base.
Okay.
I wanted to get going and to knock all this off.
Okay.
I mean, he wasn't playing first base in the postseason last year in game 6 and 7 when he didn't get a hit either. So
he wasn't playing first base?
No. Oh, he was playing first base.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He was playing first base. I got ahead of myself. I got ahead of myself with making an argument. But in all seriousness, though, like Harper does have to get going. Like, I'm not worried about it, but when you're going into this six-game stretch they have right now, which, by the way, I mean Rockies, White Sox, anything less than – if they lose more than two games this week, it's a colossal disaster.
Yeah.
These teams stink. And, you know, we talk about Jalen's demeanor, right? You know, last year, when things were kind of falling apart, people wanted Jalen to kind of step up and be more vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Bryce gets going like this, and, you know, you saw on Saturday when he came in and he was throwing stuff, and Friday actually was the night that he was throwing stuff. You know, that kind of stuff makes it a tense clubhouse. And he did this last year too. Remember against the Tigers, he hit a couple balls to the wall and came in throwing stuff. Like that kind of stuff, I'm not a huge fan of. Like I know
love it.
Why do you love it?
Because it's who he is. He wears his emotions on his sleeves. When he's excited, you see it. He doesn't hide it. When he's frustrated, he doesn't hide it. It's who he is.
It is who he is.
So I love it.
My one fear is that it's like, oh my God, like Bryce is mad. You know, like take a deep stick, don't go near him, anything like that. And I can't have that as my star player.
Why?
Because I think that leads to everyone playing tight.
And well, guess what? It's the big leagues. This is Philadelphia. And he can only take so much of the blame for everyone else, meaning shielding everyone from being criticized. So him showing frustration, as long as he's not verbally lashing out at any of his teammates, throwing anybody under the bus, I'm perfectly fine with it. If everybody's going to ask me to accept Jalen's sort of reclusive demeanor and doesn't have to say anything vocally and doesn't have to come out of his shell, I'm not going to force the one guy who wears his emotions on his sleeve like this city has fallen in love with them from the time he's gotten here. I'm not going to ask him to bottle all that up now. No. If anything, I'd ask him to get it together at the plate. That's what he needs to do. I'm tired of hearing about first base, back, like all this other stuff. I just threw that out there because I wanted to see where you were at with the whole – because I'm starting to hear baseball people say this. Playing first base is hurting. It's taking a toll on him at the plate.
You're hearing a lot of not excuses, but answers, not excuses.
Yeah. I'm just so – you know, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering.
It can't be. I've seen players be able to handle first base that are in worse shape than Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Like we've seen big fellas over there play first base that can still go hit 58 home runs in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, I'm not doing it. I can't do it. I won't do it. He's got to figure it out.
Okay.
I want him there long term. He's been really good defensively. I want it. And I can't give him the I can't give him the excuse. I don't think he wants that excuse either.
Of course he doesn't.
No.
That's the one thing about him I never worry about. He's not making any excuses about anything. Everybody else.
215-592-9494. Did we overrate the Phillies heading into the season? And my final point here, Ike, is, you know, we talk about the offense and how inconsistent and how frustrating they are. I mean, this pitching staff, I think, is exceeding expectations. I know Wheeler had a hiccup yesterday. It was a bad inning, a bad pitch. It happens. That's going to happen. Nola's looked pretty good. Ranger's been fantastic. He was great Thursday night. Chris Sanchez has been pretty good, and Spencer Turnbull's been pretty good. So the starting staff, I think, has been better than people thought. And the bullpen's turning into, I think, the strength of this team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get Kirkering back over the weekend. He looks pretty good yesterday. I'm more encouraged by the pitching staff than discouraged by the offense. Like, I think that once the offense gets going here a little bit, and they will, because I believe,
yep,
they are being paired with a pitching staff that is World Series ready. I mean, that pitching staff is World Series caliber. The bullpen is top to bottom, the best they've had since 08. And 08 had to close. They had Lights Out Lidge. They had the Bridge of Lidge. But other than that, it was like Jason Romero career year, Scott Ayer, Chad Durbin, you know, a lot of kind of journeymen. These guys have stuff. They got power stuff. And they can be a legitimate weapon heading into the postseason. So I'm actually more encouraged by this pitching staff than discouraged by the offense. 215-592-9494. Get in on the Phils to start off the show on Monday afternoon. Al's in Lumberton. What's happening, Al?
Yeah, we're 8-8. We're 16 games in. We're better than last year. And all this overreaction. Bryce Harper, he's a first baseman. He's an athlete. He's going to adjust and he's going to do well. Don't give me the back and don't give me this. Don't make excuses. And he won't make any excuses. He's a leader on this club. He sets the example. I don't know what everybody's worrying about. You know, I'm there. I'm watching him. And they're going to come through all this. You brought up a good valid point. The pitching is the key. And without the pitching, then you have issues. But we can hold our own with the pitching. And those bats will all wake up. We're a hot-hitting team during the weather. It's starting to warm up. The ball's going to go. And we're going to be fine. You know, so I wish everybody would stop getting nervous about this and that. There's other things to get nervous about. This team has got direction, and I think we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, I certainly feel the same way. The one thing about Bryce, though, when we're talking about, you know, leadership and he's the face of the team, and I totally agree with all that stuff, they're also held to a different standard and are looked at a little bit differently. And there's been, seems like more to begin this year with the whole not busting it down the line to first base than we've seen in years past. Mm-hmm. Like, he's had it a couple times in the past, and it hasn't been a huge deal. And as soon as he started hitting, it all kind of went away. But the one part that worries me is that now the hitting's feeding into everything else. And now you're starting to see not always getting down to first base to beat out a double play, which they've grounded into a million double plays, it feels like, so far this year. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of stuff I can't have. Because I think other people look at that, and maybe they think it's okay. Or it's like, again, it's a little sulky. And the hits will start falling. Mm-hmm. And he is the face of this team. That's the only kind of stuff that why he has to get going so it doesn't, you know, permeate through the whole team.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Whew. You're walking a tightrope with Bryce when it comes to, you know, giving him a pass for not putting forth the effort. You want to see him busting it down the first baseline because emotionally he's not feeling, he's upset or he's frustrated. Because in reality, that's usually when most guys don't hustle down the first baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the star players.
It's when they ground the ball.
It's when they ground the ball or pop it up or something like that. It's because they are frustrated with what they perceive to be an out at this time. And so because it hasn't cost them yet, we've kind of just, you know, we just let it go.
Yeah. But again, like,
meanwhile, Trey's busting his hump down the line every time.
Well, Trey, yeah, he's incredibly fast. And he's got, I think the most infield hits in baseball so far this year.
Well, how do you think that happens?
By busting it down at first.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not make excuses. Yes, he's busting it down the line, and he's a $300 million player is the point that I'm making. So it's not the guys who make the big money that when they're frustrated, they don't bust it. Because Trey still busts it down the line,
mm-hmm.
right? Always does. Not just because he's fast, because he can easily, when he grounds it out or something like that, could jog down the first base $300 million. He's not going anywhere, but he doesn't do that. So I agree with you. That's where Bryce has to not allow this to, I think, become a trend. Once or twice, I don't think anybody is looking to get on Bryce about hustling. But like you said, if he continues to not hit well for the next 2 to 3 weeks?
I know.
And you see that over and over.
And I think
next thing you know, Castellanos is doing it.
And it's part of being the leader of the team is I feel like players can just sense it more.
Sure.
And when you're doing that kind of stuff, I think it does tighten up everyone else there. And that's what I don't want to happen. That's why I need him to break out of this, or it's the back. And what really, I don't really buy into this idea he's not running down to first base hard is because of the back, is because there's times where he goes first to third and he's sprinting and he looks as fast as usual.
Right.
So I can't use the back as that's why he's just pacing himself. No. There's none of that, especially with how mediocre they're playing right now.
But it's funny because when J-Roe used to do that, we're like, well, he's out there. He's going to get a 600 at bats. He's out there for 140-something games.
He's posting.
He can't bust it down the first baseline every time he hits the ball to the right side of the infield. Nobody wanted to hear that.
No one wanted to hear it.
No one wanted to hear that. So, yeah, like you said, Bryce pacing himself or what have you. I think that's more or less people looking for ways to give him an excuse to not be critical of him.
I agree.
And we can do that for anybody that we like, right? Anybody that we like, we can find a way to justify why we won't be critical of them.
Right. I just think that the way they're playing right now and how they have to be doing all the little things right,
right.
That kind of stuff, I think, just adds up.
I agree.
And I definitely don't love it. 215-592-9494. We have a big thing to give away this week that I'm excited about. So every day this week, we'll obviously do morning show side topic. I'm sure Spike will continue because he's a side topic guy. But morning show side topic, no matter what, so if you win today or through the rest of the week, you will win a 2024 Eagles draft hat, which is a great prize. But if you also win, you are qualified for a grand prize drawing to win an autographed Jalen Hurts Midnight Green Eagles jersey courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop on Saturday, April 20th. The Link will host a Jalen Hurts Kelly Green jersey signing event from 10 a.m. to 11:30. The first 150 fans who come to the store and purchase a Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey on April 20th will be able to have their jersey signed on site by Jalen. So Jalen's out there signing everything.
Well, I mean, if it's an event that's giving away his jersey, I would hope he would be there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So if you win, you'll get a draft hat. But you also
that's this weekend coming up.
Yeah, the 20th.
Okay.
Big stuff. You also be qualified for the grand prize drawing, an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green Eagles jersey. So what we have for you today is yesterday I did something that I haven't done since, yeah, I would say probably about 10 years. And that is I had a catch. Just a nice old catch. With a buddy of mine. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, I miss being able to have a catch. And it was one of those things that I missed about childhood, playing baseball growing up, is the ability to just have a catch. You kind of take it for granted once you hang the cleats up, the ability to go, warm up and all that stuff. The best answer by the end of the show, things you miss about childhood. For me, it was playing catch.
Roy Hobbs over here.
Yeah, I really did. No, I'm trying to lay it on, like, Field of Dreams. We're just having a catch in the backyard.
I tell you, one of the things I miss as a kid,
especially
since it ties into the weekend, getting up on Saturday mornings for cartoons is something as a kid. You couldn't wait Friday night, waking up Saturday morning.
What was the go-to cartoon for you?
Oh, man. You had Super Friends. I can't remember all these
cartoons. Was Tom and Jerry around?
Yep. But Tom and Jerry wasn't a weekend cartoon. That was a daily cartoon. That was an after school cartoon. So that was on when I came home from school.
So what was the difference between a Saturday morning cartoon and a weekly cartoon?
Well, because Saturday mornings you got like the Smurfs, you got the Super Friends, you got what are some of the other cartoons? Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern.
Yeah, I can't remember all of them. But
Scooby Doo
was that a Saturday?
I don't know. Scooby-Doo, I think, for me, was Saturday.
That might have been a weekday. I don't know. Yeah. I just know Tom and Jerry was a weekday cartoon. Dennis the Menace was a weekday.
See, people growing up would still say, like, I think my generation was probably the last one to have a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
And I never could relate to them because, once again, I was watching SportsCenter.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have SportsCenter as a kid. Yeah.
You had Howard's show or whatever it was.
Well, I didn't.
What was it called?
What, a sports machine?
The sports machine.
Oh, yeah. That was George Michael's sports machine. Yeah. Yeah, that was 11:30 at night. That's when you needed like a highlight show at 11:30, a sports show.
Yeah.
His was one of the only ones around the country.
What a trendsetter.
It was like syndicated.
Yeah. What an icon. 215-592.
George Michael or Howard Eskin. Which one?
Well, I called it the Howard Eskin sports machine.
Okay.
Yes, gotcha. 100%. Although, for Insider of the Year purposes, everyone missed the Devontae extension.
That's because you only get stuff that they want out.
Just saying. And keeping an eye on everything these days.
Yes.
So give us the answer. Best answer by the end of the show. Things you miss about childhood. You'll win an Eagles 2024 draft hat, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize drawing, an autographed Jalen Hurts jersey. Get in on that. Plus, did we overrate this Phillies team? We'll go back to your phone calls after the break here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Rob Thompson yesterday talking about Bryce Harper. Welcome on back. It's the afternoon show. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. And yes, I get it. And I think he is frustrated. But I don't need it feeling like it's translating over into the field and translating over into maybe the whole lineup getting a little bit tight. So the throwing stuff, the not hustling down to first base, like I appreciate the passion wanting to get right. But at the same time, I think it leads to the lineup maybe feeling that they all got to do a little bit more and Bryce feeling he has to do a little bit more. Just take a deep breath. Just kind of let the game come to you because it's a hard enough game as it is. And, with stuff like, again, some double plays that have not been totally hustled out, the throwing stuff, I feel like it could permeate into the rest of the lineup. So for his sake, for the team's sake, I think when Harper gets going, this whole thing kind of starts rolling in the right direction, and we've seen that the last couple years of this offense, that when Bryce gets hot, everything else kind of falls into place. That's the importance, and that's the $330 million man.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole – I don't worry a lot about Bryce. I really don't. I like discussing him because I think he's he's interesting to discuss from the perspective of the fan and media and how we discuss him. There's things that we discuss with him and how we sort of allow certain things without crushing him and patience and everything else that we don't necessarily give to everyone else. That's why I always find it fascinating. And I'm guilty of it too. I mean, we all know we love Bryce Harper as a
For
player.
Sure.
But I don't worry about him as a player. I really don't. I really don't. I'm just a little confused with the whole playing first base every day, because now I'm starting to hear baseball guys say.
Is it like the broadcasters? They're saying
of course. It? You know who I'm talking about. There's people to cover the game.
Can't be having it.
I'm just saying that's what's being discussed.
Right.
So when I'm just saying people who I respect, people who have opinions there, maybe he's over at first base and that's bothering him at the plate. Now it's physically bothering him. I don't know. I just feel like we twist ourselves into pretzels trying to, I don't know, make excuses at times. And we just throw stuff out there. And I'm glad he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't use anything as an excuse. And that's why I don't worry about him. He'll hit. He'll hit for average. He'll have close to 30 home runs. As long as he's not injured, he's going to have 30-plus home runs, close to 30-plus home runs by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
His batting average will be closer to 280, 290 than it will 270. I just believe those things.
Yeah, and he has, again, I think there's we kind of know a lot of these guys now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think.
Yeah, what is this, his fifth year here?
It's his fifth year.
Yeah.
You know, this would be Stott's third year, Bohm's fourth year. Castellanos' third year. Like a lot of these guys. Now, the contrary could be maybe they are getting older in more Castellanos' and Harper and JT's case. But I just think that where they stand right now, given their track records, I can't do the whole, this is who they are, this is their offense, they're going to let us down the entire year. You know, that's why the talk of, did we overrate this team? I'm not really buying it. I think they're a really good team. They got off. It is off to a pretty slow start. Now, for their standards, this is a hot start. They're off to a pretty good start given the last couple of years. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Did we overrate the Phillies heading into the season? 55% say yes. Ike, we did overrate the Phillies heading into the year.
Yeah, not surprised at that. At the voting, I mean, we're asking them. Right in the midst of a, I would say, subpar start to the season. Even though they're 500, I think most of us, 10-6 would have been acceptable. But even, you know, 11-5, 12-4 could have been expected.
Right. And the interesting part is this week, again, they go Rockies, White Sox.
Yeah.
You're 8-8 right now. Let's end the week with five more wins added to that. I mean, we're talking about there's five teams in baseball that are not competing really this year. The Phillies are facing two of them in a week.
Yeah.
So, like, let's go.
Load up.
Go on a little bit of a run here. Get this thing started. Calm the city down and let's enjoy the baseball team.
Yeah. I mean, because the city wants it. They want to be exciting, but it's hard to get exciting if you're going to win and then lose and then win and then lose. Like, it's hard to stay excited or get your levels up to where it was back during the heyday.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just the sloppy baseball at the same time. I mean, again, yesterday, JT throws through on a first and third situation. Alec Bohm makes an error that started the Wheeler kind of unraveling. Little things like that. So when people see that, it's annoying. And when you see a lineup that is striking out the way they are, that it's not putting up runs given the talent they have, you know, we can see where people come from. I just think that this is a big picture thing with this team, and they're going to get going. We didn't overrate the Phillies, and when you look up a month from now, they'll be in a good spot. 215-592-9494. Did we overrate the Phillies? Plus, things you miss about childhood, the best answer to the end of the show, will win an Eagles 2024 draft at and be entered to win an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green jersey. It's a big prize. Get in now. Chris is in Washington Township. What's happening, Chris?
Chris, 5'8", what's up?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good, man. Good.
All right, man. We need to chill. Look at the thermostat, brother. 86. You know number three is listening right now. You know that, too. So.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
We got to get them odds on any time home run. It's been hot last week.
Yeah. I've been trying to. I guess I got to go with Harper, man. I guess I got to go with him tonight.
Is Quantrill a right-hander or lefty, Jack?
He's a right-hander.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as soon as I hang up with you guys, I know what I'm doing.
You placing the bet on Bryce anytime?
Oh, yeah. Because you know he's listening. You know he's listening. He's fired up right now.
Is he going to say after the game, I'll hit that one for Chris in Washington Downstrip?
Listen, I hope so.
He probably can't comment on any time home run because
we're
stuck in an Ohtani situation. But
I know. My fault. Yeah,
do you think we overrated this team, Chris?
I don't think so. You just said, like, guys going in their third year, fourth year. You just – the expectations, man. I mean, the blank – Ike knows, you played the game. He'll tell you, it goes fast. You know what I'm saying? It goes quick. So, you know, these guys, fourth, fifth years, next thing you know, the window's closing, man, you know? And I don't know, man.
We hope that's not happening
now. I guess I didn't answer your question overrating them. I guess we did. But you got to give them a little time to – you got to give them a little time to get more adjusted too, man. I mean, you know, everybody's got their thing. Like I said before, you got to give a little bit of time. I mean, 16 games, I understand, you know, starting to worry. But, you know, on the other hand, you're still playing big league ball players, you know, this week too, even though they're ham and eggers.
Those guys get paid too, Chris. Those guys get paid too.
I mean, that's all.
What's something you miss about childhood?
So who's producing? Ben? Is it Ben?
Yes. It's Ben today, yep.
I told him, so I wanted to change my answer. I took my answer. I guess when EA Sports used to, like, announce, like, Madden and all them games coming out for Sega, I go back to Sega Genesis. So I go back to, like, when them games would come out, you know, I'd be tugging on Pop's leg. Yo, Pop, come on, man, let me get, you know. He'd tell me to get a job. I was, like, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Appreciate it, Chris, yes.
Yeah, that used to be a big deal.
Sega?
Just when the new game got released.
Yeah.
Whether it was Madden, whether it was NBA Live, you know, those are pre Xbox days.
The pre Xbox days.
Xbox days. What's the other games? Is it GameStop?
GameStop, yeah.
That's
the
game store? Yeah, GameStop.
And I don't think they're a sponsor, but they used to drive me nuts because I'd have a game that was maybe a year old and I'd try to come in and
resell it.
And return it. Yeah. I bought it for like $60.
Sure.
They're like, we'll give you $5 for it. It's like, come on, man. Lose that much value in a year. But they really try to job you.
Well, yeah, with the sports games, you never got any good money for them. Because
it's like they never go up. None of these sports games go up in value.
No, they never go up in value. It goes – you just want something in return because it's a newer version of the game coming out.
I know. It's just it bothered me how in control they were.
I
couldn't negotiate against them.
No.
Because I was getting rid of it no matter what.
Yep, and they knew it.
Yeah. Was Sega out when you were in college or was that high
school? That's college.
College?
Yeah, college. Sega Genesis, that's like 94, 95. I remember playing Bill Walsh college football. I mean, that was awesome.
That's pre-Madden, I guess? Before they
That was right before Madden. I mean, Madden started on Sega too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it probably was before. I think it was before Madden.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, though.
The only game I played on Sega was Goldfinger, one of the James Bond games.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, the graphics have definitely gone up tenfold.
Oh, you kidding me? Yeah, stop. It's not even, it's real life. Hell, now they got the things the goggles you wear.
Oh, yeah.
And you play video games.
Technology's getting it's
well, dude. It's not for us. You're 30 and I'm 50. It's not for us. You've had your time. Although there's some 30-year-olds out there who still haven't given it up.
No, they haven't. They're still getting after it.
Yeah, now they don't have 9-to-5s.
They don't have 9-to-5s. They don't have 9-to-5s. They're staying up way too late.
Yes,
way too late. I'm turning more curmudgeon-y in my 30s early.
Yeah, welcome to adulthood.
It's the best, man. I love being a curmudgeon. it really gets you up in the morning. I've been getting up at like between 6 and 6:30.
Yeah.
I've seen the sunrise.
There you go.
Tell you what, sunrise, underrated.
Underrated, it is.
Which is better, sunrise or sunset? 215.
Sunrise.
A good sunset though, with a pink sky.
Yeah, but I've never gone outside to see the sunset.
Sometimes at the beach I do, but.
See, at the beach, I go early for the sunrise.
Yeah, and we fly somewhere new. You're out there on your morning, you know, walks with coffee.
Yeah.
I stole your idea down in Clearwater this year. I did it.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, you kidding me? Believe me, I stole it from somebody. I don't know who.
Howard?
It wasn't him. Yeah. No, it definitely was not him. But yeah, whenever we're out of town, man, I make sure I get up in that morning, especially if the weather is right. Take a walk, cup of coffee. I just walk around. Quick 30, 40-minute walk, hour walk.
Good.
It's cool.
Clear your mind.
Yeah, man.
We'll go back to the phones here in 1 second, but first, here is Ike.
Hey, $439 a month. What does that mean? That's what my guys over at Elite told me when I asked how much it would cost to lease an all-new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive during Acura's Spring Into Performance event. Now, they're offering a $1,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Not only is the RDX one of the sleekest new SUVs I've seen hit the market in years, but the super handling all-wheel drive takes it to a whole new level. And that was just the car that was first caught my eye. Now through the end of April, they're offering unbelievable offers on their entire inventory. Even the new 2024 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive, you can lease it for just $499 a month with a $1,500 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. And if you're in the market for a new car, then you have to get down to Elite Acura while these offers last. Today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade, tell them Mike sent you, or shop online at EliteAcura.com, or you can give them a call at 567-908-0528 for offer details.
You know, when we're talking about overrating the Phillies, mm-hmm. one of the things I think we, at least you and I, and probably me, come back to is I really do trust Rob Thompson when it comes to having a feel for the team. Mm. You know, I think that's been something.
Oh, yeah, well, we have to now. He's done this two straight years already.
Right, and you know, early in the year, I think he'll make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I think he'll leave some guys out there. Like, people would argue that the Wheeler thing was a mistake yesterday. Like, he had the bases loaded, no outs.
Yeah.
But on one hand, people want him to trust his ace to get out of it. On the other hand, it's like, well, you left him in there a batter too long.
Yeah.
We've already seen him move Marsh up the lineup, you know, where Marsh maybe in the middle of June is staying in the eight hole for a little bit to get hot. I just trust Thompson from the standpoint of, as the season goes along, like, he's been putting Hoffman in the closer role sometimes when Alvarado, they want him in the eighth. I think that's having a feel for a guy who is pitching pretty well. You know, Rob Thompson's a part of the reason why during games I get high and low. It's reacting to games. It happens. But, like, when on the overall picture of the team, I think Thompson's one of the main reasons that I really don't hit the panic button too often.
Yeah, I look at all of them. It all sort of plays together for me as to why you don't overreact. It's not to say you don't react in the moment. I mean, that's the beauty of being a sports fan. If I'm going to sit and watch a game, I'm going to have a pulse when watching the game. You don't just get the exciting part of being a fan where you get cheer. No, you get the other part as well where there's frustration, there's throwing things, there's throwing the remote, there's yelling at the TV. That's what the team does. And when they look like a damn Little League baseball team yesterday throwing the ball around, then that's what people are going to do, get upset. But again, there's a limit to that. The overreacting isn't something that I necessarily do. I just don't. And that's just me. My makeup, I'd rather give a team time to sort of fight its way out of something until you absolutely have to put the nail in the coffin on a team. And we're way, way, way away from doing that.
I wish you could have seen me at Elliot and I had this event on Friday.
Yeah.
At Lucy's.
Yeah.
And they turned off all the Phillies were on, and then the Sixers came on.
Yeah.
They turned off all the Phillies games for the Sixers.
Because it is a Sixers watch party.
It was a Sixers watch party. And I was like, listen, can you just put them on the Phillies on one TV? And I was, you probably don't have this because you're obviously a cool guy, you know, ex-NFL player. But I had this moment where I was sitting there by myself in the corner watching the Phillies where I was like, I know I look like a loser right now. But I couldn't help
it.
And they lost and I was furious.
Well, you're right. I don't have those moments. But
I do.
Yeah, listen, you were locked in on the Phillies.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, you couldn't help it.
I was saying to myself, I was like, I know I look like an idiot. I know I look like a loser, but I can't help it.
Anybody that knows you, you don't.
Yeah.
It's the same guy that was, dude, you were in the press box at a damn Eagles playoff game, I believe.
It was not a playoff game. It was a regular season game.
It was a regular season, but he's watching Phillies highlights playoff. On his iPad.
Yeah.
Was it the highlights or the actual playoff?
It was Phillies highlights from the playoff.
Right, yes.
Yeah. I did watch Phillies Mets in the Eagles press box. That was a big one. That was when they threw out the guy at the plate.
That will get you labeled more than at a watch party.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, clap your hands.
Yeah, no offense to the watch party, but who were they playing?
The Magic, man. That was a big game on Friday.
No, it wasn't. because they're still the seventh seed.
I know. But
we made it big, though. I can appreciate
that.
I was just
sitting there. Ellie came over. He's like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Nah." It's a Pirates game in the first 12 games of the season. I'm not doing well. Black Gritty from BlackGritty.com. What's happening, BG?
No slow, Ike. See that attitude, Ike. That tell me he ain't overrated. Tell me he ain't a big deal. My dude out in the parking lot, in the car, in the back seat with the windows tinted, watching the Phillies doing his obligation. You know what I'm saying?
Instead of doing what he's getting paid to do, yes.
you know what I'm saying? Like yes. he can't even enjoy the moment. He out here just trying to suffer. But we're not overrated. We're definitely overrated. It's like when I. You know, if I took a girl out and I was like, yo, you know what I mean? I'm going to take you out to a nice place. I'm going to die. You want the best date of your life. You ain't never going to believe what's going to happen to you when we go out. And she said, oh, word? I'm like, yeah, put on your best, girl. And then I take her out to Taco Bell. She'll be like, hold up a second. You told me all this stuff you was going to do. Division, going for it. You know what I mean? You was going to have a hot start. And we at Taco Bell? We at Taco Bell right now. I'm upset. I got every right to be upset and annoyed. And it's the beginning of the season, Jack. What's the other thing we kept saying? The schedule is very favorable after the Braves for the first month. We looking 500 favorable, okay? We looking real 500 favorable. Now you want to go up here against some tomato cans and act like it matters. But when the Eagles beat a tomato can, oh, they tomato can. Look,
well, it's how they play. If the Phillies are not playing inspired baseball, they're barely squeaking by these teams, I think they'll get criticized. It might be style point season.
It better be style points. It better be all Madden up this piece. I'm trying to have football scores out here. I'm saying Marsh better play every day. I don't care nothing about this man Freedy Field dude. He sucks. Everybody want to talk about Rojas, but he keep trotting this dude out here like he's doing something. Leave Rojas alone and let him go out there. Shoot, he had a better hit percentage than Castellanos and Bryce. Thank you for choosing me, Bryce. I love you, but get your stuff together, man. I can't take it because right now it's a long season. It's a long season. Right now, I'm grumbling about it. And I know in a month and a half, we're going to be hot. We're going to be on fire. I'm going to be jumping through glass windows with you, Jack. But right now, I'm upset, and I don't like it. I don't like it. But, hey, Six is doing all right. I can't even follow you on Twitter right now. You're an emotional roller coaster, man.
What I do?
If Embiid breathes funny, you like, oh Lord, now I'm checking to see what happened because I was in the other.
That was bad.
Dude, don't
on
act. Yeah, don't act like that wasn't that didn't look bad Friday.
Just
be happy. Be happy. We can laugh about it today because you're damn right. Everybody's life should have flashed before their eyes when they seen his leg hyperextend like that.
That's why I'm laughing about it because he tried it back out there. He good to go.
Yeah.
What's something you miss about childhood, BG?
I miss the fact that, like, if you wanted to find your friends and you didn't know where they were, you could just ride your bike around and look in the front yards and see where all the other 9 bikes are. And that's there at Billy's house today. We rolling to Billy's. I miss being able to find a GPS with the BMX bike out there in East Creesport. I talk to you. I love you. Jack, do your job and focus, brother. Focus. Playoffs, dear. I talk to y'all.
All right, there he goes. Black Gritty.
Hell, just being able to go through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Just riding a bike. I miss that.
Calling your friend's house to see if they were there.
You
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know a little different, but at least for me.
No,
I memorized all my friends' like home phone numbers because we didn't have cell phones.
Sure. Sure. How do you think we lived?
I don't know how you lived. Did you send a pigeon? Did you send a carrier
That's
pigeon?
That's exactly how we lived. No, I personally had all the numbers written down. So you just wrote down everybody's important, like aunts, uncles, emergency contact, the neighbor.
You had the Rolodex?
Yeah, I had to. You had to because, you know, if my mom's working, it's single parent. So it had to have a list of names that we can call in case something happened.
Oh, yeah.
Before we called her at work. I mean, we better all be damn near dead before we call her. Something, the house better be on fire or something before you call.
In the hospital.
Man, before you call her to get off work, man.
That's awesome. But yeah, call me now. Did you have the?
That was too focus. You didn't really want to call her to tell her what if something was going wrong.
No, well, of course not.
And one time we locked ourselves out the house.
That's a problem.
It wasn't supposed to be out the house. You know, right? You wasn't supposed to be out the house because when she goes to work, it's like, okay, you guys don't leave out of the house because nobody's listening now. It's okay to say this. We were unsupervised as kids.
Oh, really?
Yes. We basically had to watch each other. You know, me and my older brother, we were the ones at 8, 9 years old having to make sure that the younger brothers we're okay. So number one rule was don't answer the phone. If it was her calling, she would let it ring twice, hang up, and she would call back. That was to let us know it's her calling. Don't answer the phone and don't open the door. And don't go outside. One time we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You locked yourself out.
One of the idiots locked the door. It was not me.
That's a great story, man.
Yes. One of the idiots locked the door. One of my brothers locked the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a very 70s, 80s kind of story.
Yeah, and then when you have to go to the neighbor's house in your underwear and like a shirt, like, yeah, it's never good.
No,
man.
No, it's not. Now, did you have the phone with the turning the dial?
Of course, yes, yeah. The rotary phone.
Okay, because
yes.
When were they out? Were they like 90s?
You mean when did they go away?
Yeah, like when did they start getting phased out by the...
Yeah, at some point that was the cordless phone.
The cordless phone was the game changer.
Oh, that was a game changer for a lot of people.
You felt like,
man,
you were rich when you got one of those. But I think when I grew up, my phone was still connected to the
wall.
But it was more like the old dial. Yes, you press it.
Touchtone.
It was not the
rotary.
That's amazing.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had them all. Which the ones I didn't have is the one you ring on the side and it separated. The earpiece to the mouth.
I just missed that one.
Yes.
Just missed it. 215-592-9494 is how you get in.
Trip down Ike's childhood lane again.
It's good, man. It's good stuff. I feel like I'm just learning more and more by the day about how people lived in the 70s and 80s. Did we overrate this Phillies team after their 8-8 start here? Plus, on the other side, oh, well, the big thing also, things missed about your childhood, mm-hmm, for a chance to win a 2024 Eagles draft hat and be qualified to win a Jalen Hurts signed Midnight Green Eagles jersey. The Bets answer by the end of the show will be entered for all that stuff, so get in and be a part of that. Plus, a big extension today for the Eagles, but what does it mean going forward? We'll get to that next and a whole lot more on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.